Well, no, I don't think so. Of course, they wasn't using them.
Yeah. You ever heard people call it the granny woman or something like that?
I've heard the expression, I believe, on TV or something like that.
What about if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father does, and maybe the same shaped nose? You say he, what?
Favors
his father.
Mm-hmm.
What about if a woman has looked after three children until they're grown up? You say she's
cared for them,
mm-hmm. Or maybe
raised them.
Raised three children. Mm-hmm. What about if to a child who's misbehaved? You might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody you know by the name of Bob is 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say that Bob has
really grown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about that word grow, you say something grows now. Yesterday it
grew.
Okay. What do you call a child who's born to an unmarried woman?
Generally a bastard, is mm-hmm. what they
call. Have you ever heard that called anything else other than bastard?
I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, you might say, now Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even a lot
lovelier.
Okay.
I'm more loving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If your brother has a son, that son would be what in relation to you? That's your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a child who's lost both of its parents? It's a what?
Orphan.
Does it make any difference what you call it, whether it's in an institution or not? Still call it?
Well, it'd be still been orphan. It could be in a foster home or institution.
Yeah. What do you call a person who's appointed to look after an orphan?
A guardian.
What about if you have a house full of cousins and nephews and nieces and all that, you'd say the house is full of my what?
Relatives.
Relatives. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Kinfolks.
Kinfolk. Mm-hmm. All right. What about, let's say another man has the same family name as you do and even maybe looks a little bit like you, but you might say, I'm actually
Not related to him.
What would you call somebody who comes into town that nobody's ever seen before? He's a what?
Stranger.
Yeah. And what about somebody who has come from another country? You call him a what?
Foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call anybody a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
No, I've heard other people that did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some a few common names for a girl that begin with the letter M?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. What about George Washington's wife? Remember what her name was?
Was it Myrtle or Mabel?
Martha Washington. Yes. Okay. What about one that begins with an N?
Nell, Nancy.
Okay, what about if you have a little boy named William, what might you call him for short?
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Or are male goats called a?
Billy.
Billy. What about the name Matt? That might be short for the full name, what?
Mattress?
Talking about people's names.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah, okay.
Matthew.
What would you call I don't know anybody named Mattress.
I thought we'd change the subject.
Yeah. What about a woman who conducts school? She's a what?
Teacher.
Okay, have you ever heard people say school marm?
Yes.
Would that be an older person who would say something like that?
I don't think that expression is used here much. It's used out west.